So fortunately, at our institution, we have a number of clinical trials for patients who have progressive brain metastases. It's a big research interest of our group. So she went on a trial of trastuzumab plus tucatinib. And tucatinib is a new HER2-directed tyrosine kinase inhibitor. And what's unique about tucatinib, which has gone by previous names, it used to be ONT-380, and before that it was Array-380. But what's unique about this molecule is that unlike lapatinib and neratinib and afatinib, most of the other HER2 kinase inhibitors, which hit not only HER2, but also EGFR and HER4, tucatinib is very specific for HER2, the HER2 tyrosine kinase. So because it avoids inhibiting EGFR, you don't get a lot of the diarrhea and rash that come along with EGFR inhibition. And tucatinib gets into the brain quite well because, again, it's a small molecule. So that was the rationale for using tucatinib with trastuzumab in this trial. And she went on that study and did quite well for, I think, 7 or 8 months.
Could you talk a little bit more about tucatinib in terms of what's been seen in terms of response and tolerability?
Yeah, so I mean, as it was billed because of its preclinical data being very HER2 specific, rates of diarrhea are very low, rates of rash are very low, and it's got some mild fatigue. But other than that, it's really been quite well tolerated. And that's what led to its registrational trial, which is called HER2 Climb, which is an add-on strategy. So that trial is looking at patients who've had progressive HER2 positive metastatic disease, randomizing them to capecitabine trastuzumab with or without tucatinib, or in fact, it's placebo-controlled for tucatinib. And because it's so well-tolerated, an add-on strategy was feasible, and that trial is completed in its enrollment, and we're just waiting for the data to mature. What's nice about that trial is it's leveraged the ability of tucatinib to get into the brain, and therefore, unlike, as far as I can remember, any other large randomized trial, it allowed patients who had progressive brain metastases on that study, and hopefully we can look at that subset and really ask for the first time in a randomized fashion whether a drug is able to meaningfully control progressive brain metastases.